It is so cold, and I am drenched down to my damn underwear. I cannot believe they made me work overtime today. Hello? Are they even treating me like a human? I am looking forward to consulting with you, Mr. Sixpack. Now please, make me forget about the hell of a place I was just at today. And the demon that is my boss. I wish I could just take my contract and shove it right down his ugly and disgusting... Wait, no. Oh, god damn it. Why now? It's freezing outside. God, are you messing with me or something? I didn't do anything wrong. I do my work. I keep my life in order. I honor my parents. Why did I deserve something like this? My heating is really gonna break in the middle of winter. I truly hate this. Well, as long as it doesn't get too cold tonight, I might actually survive until the morning. Yeah, this is definitely not gonna blow over. Why do I have to be punished, and for what? Fine, I just will stay here and try not to freeze to death. Or maybe he could help me. Yeah, he definitely could. Hey, I know it's late, so I can only apologize for knocking on your door, and this is such a silly request, but can I come in, please? Oh, thank you. Oh, gosh, what a horrible night. I promise you, being outside at this time was not exactly my evening relaxing plans. The heating actually broke at my place. And, you see, I was kinda hoping it would still work at your place, so I was thinking maybe I could spend some time here. Just to get my core temperature back up. I'm definitely being dramatic when I say this, but I think I'm one step away from chattering my teeth. But, I can go back every hour to check if my place has heating again, and I promise I will be gone as soon as possible. I really do not mean to be a burden, but you can most certainly believe how unbelievably cold it is over at my place right now. I swear, if I was to lick my fridge, my tongue would be freezing right to it. Oh, thank you. That blanket is perfect. And it's so soft, too. Oh, you boiled the kettle the moment you heard me knock? Ah, you really didn't have to, I promise. I feel bad for imposing on you, especially at this time. It sounds silly to say I don't want to impose, but I have to admit, you've been nothing but short of an angel as a neighbor, and I felt like I could rely on you. You were having tea anyway? Alright. I choose to believe you, mister. I guess you really are as gentle as I thought. I mean, I just thought, well, when you helped me out a lot when I moved in. Sorry, I was kind of yammering there. Yeah, I was reminiscing on when I moved in. I promise I'm not being weird, I'm just a bit of an awkward shy bean. I just had no one to really help me here. So I thought you might be okay with helping me out, and like I said, I really appreciate it. You're glad you can help me? See? You are a gentleman and a sweet guy. I'm glad you are my neighbor. Oh, yes, to fix my heating. Well, if you know someone, then I am ready to phone them ASAP. Are they available tonight? I assume there's going to be a call-out fee, but I can't exactly sleep over. Oh, you'll text them for me. That's great. Thank you so much. No, I really appreciate it. I really wouldn't know who to call, to be honest. 30 minutes. That's perfect. Then I can warm up my entire apartment. The condensation on my windows has been pretty rough recently. I had to purchase those dehumidifiers. It was only $40, but you get what you pay for, and I'm not sure it works so well, shall we say. What's wrong? The guy says he won't come out in this weather? Oh, damn. I can hardly blame him, though. What about me tonight? Well, you're asking very good questions, my friend, 'cause what about me? I don't exactly want to bring it up that staying over would be the best bet. I'd be gone by 6 a.m. and already headed to work. It might be a bit rough, but it means I'm not a bother for the most part. He seems so genuine, and it's not like I feel weird staying over. Plus, there's the whole crush thing. Ugh, I better reply to him. I'm just staring at him. Sorry, I was in my own little world there. As for the question of what I'm going to do tonight, yeah, I don't really have anywhere to go. Is it that obvious? Thank you so much. That is gonna warm me up greatly. So, well, I was hoping, if you don't mind, that maybe I could spend the night here. Only if you're okay with it, though. I have warmed up a lot already, so if it's too much, I promise I can sleep over at my place. I was hoping to maybe spend a bit more time with you. Since you are genuinely such an amazing neighbor, and your company is probably the best I have been in for many a year. I don't know if it's weird to say, but you have a really comforting aura. I can stay? Really? Oh, thank you so much. Sorry, I didn't. I'm a bit tipsy, okay? I had a beer before I came over. I didn't realize that my heating was out at that point. And yeah, I don't know what your, like, personal bubble space comfort is, so I do apologize for you. Oh, it was good? I mean, I guess having a girl throw her arms around you would feel all right. You're welcome. Am I sure I want to stay around at a guy's place? Of course, I don't have any issues with you at all, to be honest. I mean, I feel, relatively speaking, I feel pretty comfortable in your presence. You. Yeah. This tea is fantastic, by the way, but I'm not quite warmed up. As well as, I still feel a bit cold under this blanket. So, if you don't mind, and I'm not crossing any unspoken boundary, maybe you could join me under this. As long as you don't have a girlfriend or anything, like, I don't want this to be weird. And only if you want to. And, oh, you don't have a girlfriend. Yeah. Ah, yeah. Yes, definitely get tea for yourself. Sorry, that was silly of me. I'll just wait here. Oh my God, girl, get a grip of yourself. You are here for heat and heat only. But I mean, have you seen his face when I hugged him? Oh my God, he's so cute. I wish I could bury my face into his chest all day. He's such a sweetheart. Is it bad I daydream of spending time with him? I just genuinely want to spend more quality time with them. Is this what it feels like to be smitten with someone? I'm like a lost puppy dog, I swear. But being huddled up, just the two of us, our lips connecting, he runs his fingers through my hair. Oh! Oh, sorry, what was I thinking about? Work, as usual. I'm afraid I'm one of those people that can't just turn it off and leave it at the door. As much as I'd love to, I'm super good at remembering cringy interactions I've had with people, and my brain likes to present it like, hey, remember that time you were cringe? Here's that memory you didn't order. sorry. Like I said, the blanket, it is great. It is very soft and more than adequate, I assure you. Which softener do you use? I should totally get the same because it smells really nice. Like, you smell really nice in general. Got it. I will definitely consider buying that one soon. Do I still want you? Oh, yes, you most definitely can still join me. The offer still stands to get all snuggled up together. No, gosh. I just got startled when you touched my leg. That's all. No. I'm not blaming you. I wanted to cuddle. I mean, share a blanket and warmth. You know, for survival, obviously. I assume the rumors are true and that guys burn like a furnace, so for selfish reasons, the closer I get to you, the better right now. Ooh. I didn't realize you were gonna pull me in so close. I am not complaining. I think I can literally feel the heat radiate off of you. Oh, damn, you are nice and warm. Yeah, I think I found my composure. Sorry, I'm a bit different, but yeah. You are warm. I feel like a cat lying against your chest like this. Sorry, I'm just not quite used to being in such a close proximity with a guy. But you do feel nice and soft to lean into. Do you make me feel flustered? You are so direct with your questions, but yes, I admit it. You, my neighbor, make me feel flustered. Sorry about having to deal with me tonight. I feel so sheepish about it, if I'm honest. Today must be the lowest that you've probably ever seen me. Tipsy and knocking on your door in the middle of a storm. It's quite embarrassing, if you ask me. You're glad? Are you a sadist? I'm just teasing you. I know what you meant, but were you actually glad that I came to you? Can I ask why? Oh, you were glad that I'd rely on you. Of course I would. I mean, truth be told, I basically don't know anyone here. Well, besides the people I work with, but if I had to see them outside of work as well, I think I'd start going crazy. You didn't know I could be so what? No. You have got to say it. Always finish your sentences because. Psst, that's a joke. Get it? So what were you saying, big boy? Rude. Rude. I would never be rude. I am a cute little harmless gremlin that would never hurt anyone. Yeah, no. I can be rude at times. Maybe brutish. I don't exactly mean it. I think direct is probably a more accurate description. I guess I was kind of hoping it would take you longer before you figured out that part of my, personality. I was always trying to smile when I passed you up the stairs. I guess it was all for nothing, huh? Resting bitch face. It is a terrible thing. You still think I'm cute? Shut up, I'm not cute. I am the type of girl that gets home from a horrific day at work and then drowns her anger and frustration in a six-pack of beer. You know, my boss made me work overtime today, And it's always the same justification.
Well, we need to get this done, and you're the only one that's so fast at the office.
I don't want to say the word hate, but I strongly dislike that man. All he does is give me extra work and make up some stupid remarks about my private life. Oh, you don't have a boyfriend. Oh, you don't have kids, so you can come in and work overtime, and then everyone else gets to go home at a normal time. Yeah, the remarks about my private life are so weird. Not that he will ever be involved in it either. I think that's why he's so rotten to me, because I've never gone for him or anyone else in the office for that matter. At least I get my overtime payments, as much as it would be illegal if I didn't get paid for the damn work I do. Sorry, I didn't really want you to see me like this. I was really trying my best to show you my good side. I think I've never shown you my tipsy side before. I'm not the most positive person to be around. I'm a mess when I'm like this. One can of beer and I go from a respectable adult to a foul-mouthed brat. Hey, what are you laughing at? Oh, sorry, I didn't know me being a respectful adult is so funny to you. I can be professional. Sometimes. No, I do not want to hear it. Oh, you're sorry for laughing in my face. Oh, I do not accept. Yeah, you better be sorry. Now let me snuggle up more. Because I want to right now, and I can act like it's the alcohol speaking. Is it the alcohol? You ask too many questions for your own good. It may not quite be the alcohol. I am, and trust me, I'm way too nervous to drink anything else extra. Why am I nervous? Well, because of you, dummy. It's just, I am out of touch with all of this. I mean, everything, like... this isn't the first time for me, okay? I had a boyfriend in high school, and we did all sorts of things, but we broke up. I kind of regret dating him. He was my best friend, and I was so glad to have someone around I could talk to. And then, one night, we were lying beneath his stupid star-filled ceiling. You know those star stickers that glow in the dark? Over his bed. It was on his entire ceiling. They're practically burned into my mind. We were always lying there together. Talking about our life. What stresses us, what makes us happy, and... One night we were talking about couples in school and how it kind of made us feel a bit lonely and left out, and we just kissed. It was a nice feeling, but I was thinking to myself, is that it? Is that how a kiss is supposed to feel? But I was the only one feeling like this. He was so happy and so flustered and so excited. It was definitely difficult for me to let him know how I felt. We actually dated for a year. I convinced myself that that feeling would show up, that I'd be really excited to see my boyfriend, but I have a few regrets, yeah. I feel like I wasted his time, but at the same time, there's no point in beating myself up about it. I didn't know any better. That was my first relationship, and I've never really felt very strong emotions, if you will, in a romantic way. So, yeah, I'm not gonna be mean to myself about it. And now, well, now I sit alone in my room and drink a six-pack when the days are bad. Oh, you're hugging me tighter. You just felt like it. I see. Do you think I made a mistake? I don't think I did anything wrong. Our first kiss happened out of the heat of the moment. We were young, and again, like I said, I didn't know any better. That is truly life, and things just happen. Can't be mad or angry at every little thing, you know? I'd say the only other thing I really regret is that it left me kind of incapable of seeking relationships. I kind of fear it might happen again, that I might realize it is not what I was hoping for, that I won't feel those butterflies, the excitement from just a single kiss. Do I want to feel that? Of course I do. I see it in media all the time, when one partner is practically bursting at the seams when their significant other walks in through the door. I want to have a normal relationship. I want to fall for someone so hard that their kisses make me go to the moon and back. I want to come home and stop thinking about everything else but him. It would be nice to be greeted home by him, and honestly, that alone, the thought of someone waiting for me, gives me butterflies. Is it too much to truly ask for? Thank you. You always hug me tighter when you think I feel a bit sad, don't you? That's a really sweet thing to do. But I feel like we're very close right now, don't you think? No, I don't dislike it. I wish we could stay like this a bit longer. Hey, what are you doing? I said I wanted to stay like that a bit longer. Hey, buddy, you're on top of me now? No, I don't mind. You really have beautiful eyes, especially when they're looking down on me like that. Has anyone ever said that to you before? Me? When I was moving in? Oh. I'm sorry for repeating myself, but I guess you know the compliment is genuine then, huh? You don't mind? It made you feel happy today as well as it did back then? Good. Say, are you gonna keep looking at me? Or are you gonna finally give me what I'm begging for here? Dummy. I cannot believe you. Yeah, I think I like it too. Nothing. Oh, nothing. I just remembered something embarrassing. Nope, not telling. I'm glad I came over today. I feel like this is the start of a new chapter for me. Yeah, a very good one. Geez, I didn't expect you to be the affectionate type. No, I love it. Permission to speak freely. I think you are the best person ever, and having you in my life is the greatest thing that could have ever happened to me. Are you... what? Are you my boyfriend? I mean, if you wouldn't be against it, I would like to call myself your girlfriend. What do you mean by good? Aww. Did you really just say that you want to be able to say that I am yours? You're so cliche. No. I don't mind it. Yeah, this is getting me very excited. I promise you, this is not a dead feeling when we kiss. What are you doing? Don't throw me around again. You could have said you wanted to be the big spoon. I could definitely get used to this. Fall asleep. I would never. You put the idea of sleep into my head, dummy, okay? And I can safely say I am the world's happiest girl in your arms. Turn around. You're such a dummy.